From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Well, now, who's against me? The same crowd that's always been against me?
That's
so. Plus the people that are worried about the Negroes?
Well, we've got a lot of those.
That is President Lyndon Baines Johnson talking from the Oval Office in the late 1960s. The other voice is George Brown, the former CEO of a company that was in the headlines then and remains in the news today. Brown's company, Brown and Root, was an engineering firm that grew into a major government contractor after World War II. Since 1962, the company has been a subsidiary of a Houston-based oil services conglomerate, Halliburton. These days, Halliburton is in the news a lot. That's because it's been awarded billions of dollars in government contracts for Iraq reconstruction projects. That's caused controversy. The company's former CEO is Vice President Dick Cheney. Over the past few months, NPR's John Burnett has been investigating Halliburton's relationship with the government and the ties between Washington and Texas that stretch back to the Vietnam era. He presented a series of reports this week on All Things Considered. His concluding report airs tonight. He joins us now from Austin. John, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi, Alex. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you. And what I gather from your reporting, you found that the current Bush administration's relationship with Halliburton is building on a foundation laid more than 30 years ago with LBJ. Explain that.
Well, one of the most intriguing things that I came across when I was digging into Halliburton is how much history is repeating itself. Government contracting has always been a tricky business, and Brown and Root learned the lesson early on that you need to have personal contacts in the government. That's very important. Back in those days, George Brown, which we just heard from, and his brother Herman Brown were intimate friends of Lyndon Johnson. They gave him campaign contributions, and he helped get them lots of government work. Brown and Root was part of a four-company consortium that was doing nation-building in South Vietnam, some of the same work actually they're doing in Iraq now. There was tremendous criticism in Congress back in the 60s, around 66, 67, of political ties between LBJ and Brown and Root. There were calls for congressional investigations. There were anti-war protests against Brown and Root as profiteers. And so, in one sense, we've been here before.
Right. You see those same kinds of demonstrations today. Any other historical oddities that you found with Halliburton in the Vietnam era?
Well, one name jumps out who was prominent then and certainly now, and that's Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He was then a representative from Illinois, leading some of the congressional critics against Johnson and against the Brown and Root contract.
You hear a lot of people raising concerns about Vice President Cheney's past employment with Halliburton. He ran the company. You looked into these conflict of interest charges, and what have you found?
Well, it's undeniable that when Dick Cheney was the CEO at Halliburton from 1995 to 2000, that the company's government contracts doubled. But when he comes to the White House and joins George Bush there, many of the people that I spoke with considered it highly unlikely that he actually steered the business to his old firm, Halliburton. Mainly, they say, it's because Halliburton didn't need him. At this point, there are very few companies, certainly in America, that do the kind of work that Halliburton does. It's been extraordinarily successful at this. In fact, much of its growth in this whole military logistics field came about under the Clinton administration. So they have this history with the Pentagon. And as one guy told me, it's like incumbency. The more work you do, the more you get.
You got access to the company in Houston, to various command centers there. What was it like?
What I saw, the company appeared to be nearly overwhelmed with the scope of this thing. Because they hire so many former military, I thought, well, this is going to seem like a very militaristic organization, and it felt like a giant temp agency. They're hiring 500 new people a week, and so there were all these young men standing around outside the recruitment office. And the thing that they're concerned about is security. This is also the most dangerous contract in the company's history. They've lost 4 employees, and 6 subcontractors have been killed over in Iraq. And so much of the stuff that they're sending over there has to do with these deep concerns about security, more flak vests, ambulances, armored Suburbans, and things like that.
All those things are kind of familiar to you as well, because you were one of these embedded reporters covering the war in Iraq and were there after the war as well. What observations did you make then about KBR? Did you see them already in the field?
I and many other embedded reporters lived in a KBR-constructed camp in northern Kuwait before the invasion began. And you know, I can tell you the troops like what they do over there. Hot meals and hot showers, no question, you know, what's their preference. And especially when it comes to porta potties versus cleaning the burnout latrines, barrels in the ground where at the end of the day the most unfortunate troop has to go there and pour gasoline on it, light it on fire. That's a
procedure
experience.
Sadly familiar from my own past.
Indeed, as a veteran yourself.
NPR's John Burnett in Austin, Texas. John, thank you, and thank you for this series that's airing on All Things Considered. We'll be listening for that last part tonight.
It's my pleasure, Alex.